We're going to Halacha Yud Aleph. Very interesting halacha is about chinuch. I think a lot of this stuff we're not so familiar with. So the first one is a chiddush on the kids of Shulchan Aruch, a leniency. Something that's not forbidden. You already said things that are forbidden to eat. You're not allowed to give two away cotton to a minor. However, there's an exception. And that is when something intrinsically is not forbidden. It's just based on time. So, for example, to eat before Kiddush. There's no mitzvah chinuch according to Kiddush HaNach to hold back a child from eating before Kiddush, even though there's a mitzvah to be mechanachim in the Kiddush itself. So, interesting, I saw that Shulchan Aruch Rav argues with this. He says, no, this also has an aspect of chinuch. Interesting argument. Now, this is different than allowing a child to eat outside of the sukkah. That one is not allowed to do because Kiddush is more like an issulah, it's like a transgression, not to eat before Kiddush. So that's actually lighter. But to override what's called the mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment, one's not allowed to do. So again, when it comes to sukkah, it's different, and you should be mechanech, try, obviously with love and everything else, as we're going to discuss, to make sure that he's eating inside the sukkah. When it comes to giving a child something, that a child that's less than 9 years old, custom became to give him things to carry, especially in our areas where there's no, usually there's no Rishus Ram Doraisa. Kitz is not very happy with this, giving him a chumash, etc. And he quotes a kirega. Now, in truth, the Bialacha discusses this in Shimon. There are leniences. One of the key factors is where it's like called a trade rabbanon, on two levels of rabbinical. So, definitely one of the interesting situations in Ishaska Shaila. A child that stole. I remember one scene from Chaim Kanievsky when he was asked this question, whether a child that did things when he was wrong and now he's older, should he do tshuva? And the answer is yeah. And that's when a person becomes bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Perhaps that's one of the things that they should do, is go through where they needed to ask tshuva. And it seems that the right thing to do is specifically to do when they're now. It's all really based on interesting it seems like it's not full obligation. As the Kitzur says, if it's something that they stole and it's still around, okay, so they have to give it back. But if it's not around, the part midin adam, even after they became older. But there's a concept, like we said, lots of sedation mind. It means you want to do what's called the higher level, hierarchy. And therefore, the best thing is for the child to give it back. Or, as we said, did Averis when he was young. So he should accept the concept to do tshuva when, and this is based on the pasuk Gambalei Das Nefesh Leito. That means even if a person does something, this is really a powerful concept, and he didn't really know that he was doing something wrong. He didn't have the proper consciousness and maturity, but it affects him. That's the chiddush here. And these things affect and they contaminate the soul. We're speaking about the purity of a heart. So this is an example, even something that we do when we're young. And the next part is a discussion of how to punish children. So one should never threaten a child. This is a very interesting halacha. To threaten a child that they're going to punish him later is not permitted. And so therefore, what does that mean? If a father, let's say, sees that his child did something wrong, so either he should smack him then, and again, smacking we discussed has to be done very, and probably today not to do. So whatever punishment is decided here, it should be right away, right there and then. Or you should keep silent completely. And it's based on the story in Maseches Smachas, where a child did something wrong. He ran away from school. His father scared him that he's going to hit him. But since the child didn't know what that meant, how far that's going to be, so he went and he killed himself. So Chazal say from here, first of all, Yetzel Tinoi Ganisha. Comes to Yetzel, one should not, should use his... Meaning when it comes to certain things, the right should bring closer, the left should push away. That means whatever negativity should be done in a very soft way. So what happens with the Yetzer here is referring to really the person's inclination that shouldn't be completely subdued. A child is not to rebuke him too harshly. And a wife also not to be overbearing, because a wife is also very easily sensitive and offended. But the point here is that a person should not threaten the child in a way where he's going to be too scared, including in this case, it says to threaten the child with something tummy, like, oh, the dog is going to harm you. So a Moshe finds himself, Very interesting answers and direction when it comes to these topics. In your Derech Dalet, Siman Lamed, I'd like to see the different truths. It's the last Chelik, last Chelik. And anyway, there, so he has some interesting truths, and he points out that this idea of punishment is not just when it comes to a parent. It's actually also in schools. The school administration can't tell a child that we're going to punish you and not tell them what the punishment is going to be. It has to be that there's already a set punishment. And so they could have a punishment, whatever the punishment is. And not only that, he goes on to encourage that the first time they should be forgiving. As long as he's accepting upon himself that he's not going to do it again. Very interesting truth. Okay, next. When it comes to halachically, so this fits goes back to what we're discussing, Timtum Alev, keeping our hearts pure, that a child technically is allowed to nurse. A baby, a Jewish baby, is allowed to nurse from a non-Jewish nurse. However, it has an effect. So because of what's called Timtum Alev, which I think is the way we're describing, is really it creates detrimental, spiritual detrimental effects that now the child is going to be more susceptible to evil inclination. So therefore, and it creates, like I said, something spiritually harming. So therefore, it's best to always nurse from a Jewish lady. And even the Jewish lady who is eating has to eat, let's say, because of medical reasons, something that's not kosher. During those days, she should try not to nurse her child. You see how powerful this concept is. Every father is obligated to teach his child Torah. It's based on the pasuk v'limateh moisom esbenachem d'abibam. We say it every single day. Just like it's a mitzvah to teach your son, it's a mitzvah to teach your son's son, but not your daughter's son. Interesting. And not your son's son's son, I mean your great-grandson. Because all this is based on the pasuk v'datam levanecha levanei vanecha. It actually has an application also to whether you could use maaser money when it comes to schooling. If a grandfather is obligated, because if you're not going to teach yourself, you should hire someone to teach. So according to this halacha, that would include a grandson, but specifically a grandson, meaning son's son. When a child is able to speak, that's when you teach them the pasuk Torah Moshe. I think everyone knows it from the Moshe, Uncle Moshe songs. But this is a real halacha and the pasuk Shema Yisrael. But they should make sure the child is clean, and slowly you teach them more psukim and you get them ready. I saw that in general, 5 to 7 is really, really when school starts. I mean, today they start much earlier with Primarnay, but I saw that 3 years, about around 3 years old, is when a child, as the Vilna Gaon says, that a child should be taught the Aleph Beis. And as we said, a person should make sure to try as much as possible to get a Malama, the teacher, that's Yirei Shamayim. And the child, when he starts learning Pesukim, he starts with Vayikra. Why is that? Because you start off with purity, and they're in a state of purity. A teacher should also teach children, not just during the day, but also at night. And they should really never stop learning, except for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov at the end of the day. In fact, Chazal say you don't stop children from learning, even if the Beis Hamikdash is supposed to be built. It's an amazing concept. We find very few yeshivas that do this, but there is a Shiva and Zilbim and yeshivas, famous yeshivas in the Old City, they do not take off, they have not one day off of learning the entire year, except I think it's Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, maybe one other day. Have a beautiful day.